Welcome back to the Lacto Legacy Podcast. This is Jason Palmer, and on this episode, we're going to be sharing part two of our story, which includes the money and faith mistakes that we made. But more importantly, we're going to be talking about how God led us out of financial bondage for good. And while you're listening today, head over to lactolegacy.com to grab your free 31-day devotional ebook that is full of financial scriptures. Now, these are the same scriptures that helped us to pay out $50,000 to $60,000 in debt over the years. And the last thing I want to do before we get started is to thank all of you that have shared your feedback with us about the podcast. It has truly been a blessing, but you know what? All of the glory belongs to God. Enjoy the episode.
And I will say, though, I thank God for even doing during that lack phase, though, that he was teaching us.
Amen.
You know what I mean? That he was, that our minds were being renewed slowly but surely. Our minds were being renewed to just the wisdom that is in his word, the wealth of wisdom that is in his word concerning money. Yeah. Like, we believe that God didn't desire for his people to be broke. We believe that. Like, we never were, oh, it's a blessing in poverty. No, we were never there. But we still didn't have the revelation that we needed to be positioned in his kingdom the way he wanted us to be.
Yeah. We couldn't do nothing. Yeah. And I was going to shut it down, but I think we can keep going.
Okay.
For a little bit longer.
Okay.
We can go for a little bit longer. It's all right. And I think because it's important, right? So we're not just saying all this stuff just to tell you our story. We want you to be encouraged by what you're hearing, because if you are essentially in a cycle like we were in, where the money's just not long enough and you just kind of live in check to check. We made six figures, babe. More than six figures. And we were living check to check.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's not it. And, you know, it's not this thing where I don't believe God wants us to, like, not have lights or to not have a phone or to not have a cable package or, you know, to be able to see TV or use the internet or things like that. I'm not trying to glorify those things, make them seem like they're so great. But there was a place that we needed to get to. Like, I didn't want to just be at a place where we were just living, paying bills, stuck in this cycle. And so, you know, it wasn't until, goodness, I'm trying to think, you know, having those moments like us being in Toronto and me canceling a day of the trip because we're there with my job, and me just being like, we need to go home because I can't pay another day on this hotel bill.
Yeah. Yeah. Because we added extra days.
We added some extra days, and it was just like,
company wasn't paying for.
It was like, nah, this is not it. And then I started to see my bonus go backwards because I thought I was going to be the number one salesman in the firm, and it wasn't hitting.
Yeah.
And not that God wasn't teaching me through that experience, but I wasn't seeing the money come back. And I think it got a little rough, I would say, for our relationship.
Yeah, it got a lot of rough.
Okay. It got a little rough.
I mean, we weren't fighting or anything like that. It was just very frustrating. And I don't think I was ever at a place where I was like blaming you, but I think I knew something had to give, like something has to change. And I think a lot of it stemmed with the job that you were at that time. Here I am with a toddler and an infant, and I'm home now with these kids all day, every day. And you traveled a lot. You know, it would be 2-3 days, sometimes more than that, a week. You were gone. And I was doing everything on my own. I still had, you know, ministry responsibilities that I had to take care of. And, you know, we couldn't afford to pay childcare like that. So, you know, I'm dropping off kids at my mom's house or your dad's house and picking them up late at night. And, you know, I'm doing all the things, the doctor's appointments, the cooking, the cleaning, and you're gone. And you come in, and you would come in like late at night when you came, and sometimes you have to leave in the morning. And
yeah,
and it was a little heartbreaking because the kids were like started to get used to you being gone for work. They were getting used to it. And I just felt like, you know, your salary wasn't, and you were really passionate about that job too. Like you were really passionate and you are working really hard. And I appreciated that. And, I appreciated you for working really hard the way you were, 'cause you were trying to really improve your situation in that company, but it just didn't seem worth it. It seemed like you were doing a lot of toiling there. And it didn't seem like the company valued you or that people valued you enough. It just wasn't worth it. It wasn't worth you being gone as much. Like there was no payoff for your, unfortunately, your absence. And you weren't trifling or anything like that. You were very involved with your kids when you were home. It's just that you had to travel a lot for your job.
Yeah.
And so it was hard because it's like, if he's going to be gone all the time, I shouldn't also have to be concerned about if there's enough money in the account to go to the grocery store.
Yeah.
Like that wasn't worth it.
No.
It's like, if he's going to be gone all the time, we ought to have plenty of money. Like, then this job needs to be worth it. There needs to be a payoff, and it just didn't feel like it was a payoff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that particular job showed me a lot, you know, that I could pour into a company in a way that I never have before.
Yeah. It was definitely a training ground. It just wasn't.
Yeah, it was a training ground.
I think you wanted to stay. And I was like, I don't think this is the place for you to stay.
Towards the end, it was like, I'm like, Tammy's like, no, you know, somebody again, but got reached out to me on a professional network and said, hey, are you interested? I said, no, I'm good. Because I'm like, I wanted to see the end of some things, you know, in that current job. And then I told Tammy about it. I'm like, babe, you know, this person reached out to me. And Tammy's just like, at least see what they talking about.
And you said that real nice. I wasn't that nice. And I'll be
you weren't, but this, about this, that. I said it nice for the podcast.
I know.
But you go ahead.
I can tell it. I got mad. Cause, and I don't think it was right away. You told me about it. I don't think it was right away. And I think some time went on and I was like, look, we are struggling. This doesn't make sense. And like, you keep praying. And that's the thing. We were in a season of believing God for more money. And I think you were expecting the money to come through your current position or in some other way. And I was like, God is literally giving you an opportunity. He's trying to bless you with the more. And you won't even pick up the phone and respond back to this lady to see what she's talking about. This could very well be the answer that you've been praying for, and you're not responding to what God is putting right before your face.
Yeah. I thought it had to
and
come
I was right. Let me just say I was right.
That's okay.
Okay.
That's why you need
I was
a,
right. But I was frustrated. I was like, you know, I think that's when I shared with you, we were doing a lot with our marriage ministry at our church. And, you know, we had learned during that season how, you know, a man's ideal need is respect and a woman's ideal need is security. And I did not feel secure in the financial sense. I just didn't feel secure financially. You know, I've been to the grocery store and had been embarrassed by, you know, there not being enough money in the bank account. And I had been in just this situation of, you know, the mortgage is a month, 2 months, 3 months behind. Are we going to, oh my God, are we going to lose our house? What are we going to do? We have two kids. It's not just us. So that was like what I was feeling. Like this has, like we, like I was freaking out internally. I was trusting God, but I was just like, this has to change soon. Like time is running out on how far we can push things concerning this. Like this cannot continue to go on for another year. And so that's what I was feeling. And that's where like a lot of my emotions came from and that were directed towards you. When I was like, look, you can't keep praying for God to do something. And then when somebody reaches out to you, like you didn't reach out to them, they reached out to you and you just ignore it. Mm-hmm. So I thank God for you hearing my heart. I might not have said it as nicely as it could have been said at the time. I don't know. Yes. But I thank God for you hearing my heart and where I was coming from and how I was feeling at the time. Praise God for that.
The way I heard it is the way that I said it.
Really?
A few moments ago.
Okay.
So I didn't hear all that other stuff. I blocked that out of my memory or something, man. So I don't know. But, you know, I called her back. And as I'm dealing with this new organization, they're trying to get me to come over to their company. Even in that, it was just a blessing. The recruiter ended up being someone I had crossed paths with in the past and had no idea that we crossed paths. And, you know, they told me what the salary and bonus would be. And it was more in the salary than I was getting in my salary and bonus in my last job. And so to have that.
Actually, can I say this?
Go ahead.
Before you found out the amount of the job, you were talking about the opportunity. You were just kind of like, about it. Before you found out the amount, there was a morning, and this was morning time. I had a dream. And in the dream, I saw Jason walk into this building. There was like marble everywhere and there were all these people and I knew it was the company that he was interviewing for. And I heard a voice saying the job pays XYZ. And I was like, what? Wow. Okay. And then I saw this glass elevator. My attention focused on this glass elevator going up. And I kind of knew in that moment that there was like endless opportunity for growth and promotion and all of that just in that glass elevator. It just really stood out to me. And then I woke up like, oh, wow. And then I fell back to sleep again, like literally maybe a minute later after I'd had that dream and woke up. And it was daytime because when I woke up the first time, like the sun was out, but I wasn't getting up. And I fell back to sleep again. And I had the exact same dream. And that has never happened to me before. I had the exact same dream back to back within moments of each other. Yeah. And when I woke up, then I woke up again. And so I knew it was the Lord. And I was literally sitting there. I didn't even wake Jason up. I was freaking out internally because I was like, what does this mean? I've never had it. Like, I know when dreams are prophetic, but I've never had a dream back to back like this. Like, oh my God, like, what does this mean? Like, Lord. And literally when Jason reached out and finally found out what it paid, it was literally what I heard in the dream.
Yeah, it was.
And so I was like, oh my God.
That's awesome. It was like, okay, Lord. And, they still hadn't given me an offer yet. Mm-hmm. I still had to go through a process and I don't know if it was at that point where they were like, you know what, Jason, they don't think you're a great fit. They don't think you have enough experience for this level. And then, a week later, you know, we were still talking to the recruiter and, she was like, you know what, after talking to them today again, Jason, you're still in the running for this thing. And, I can tell you that my knees buckled under the table when the lady told me, you know, what it was. And it's and look, was. this whole thing, this is not about, you know, changing gigs every 3 years for some more money. This was about the leading of following the Lord's leading.
Yeah.
If I can say it that way. And because, you know, he has taken us from place to place and he's always given us what we needed. And this time was kind of like, you know, he just gave us the overflow, mm-hmm. the way more than enough. And this was like 4 years of not.
We could breathe.
It'd be more than breathe. We could breathe. But, you know, it wasn't even just that. But like it was enough to where our conversations would change as a family. Mm-hmm. Not mm-hmm. we're looking forward to the tax money or the bonus money. This was like more than enough was coming in my regular paycheck to do what we needed to do, to pay bills, to build savings, to build up my 401k monies to invest and to still have excess.
That was way before bonus, tax time, all of that was like the bonus will truly be extra now.
Yes. And it was like
the craziest bonus. Like, it's like more than my teaching salary ever
it,
was.
It was. Yeah. It was, it's certainly a blessing, but I think that, you know, God has just continued to be faithful to us, and all this time we're paying off debt. We're still paying off debt. We're not taking on new debt. We're budgeting. We've gone through Dave Ramsey a second time.
Yes, we did.
Through our church, we went through it a second time. Like, it didn't take the first time. It didn't take as well. We went through it again. And all this time, we were continuing to pay down debt. We were looking at homes to move because our kids were getting bigger. And we wanted to just kind of go to a different place. It was just
our desire. Yeah. Like, and it was now, it was attainable without us, you know, making any stupid decisions.
Yeah. Yeah. We sat in our, at that townhouse. We stayed there, looking back now, 7 years. And it was a completion, a fulfillment of some time there in that place. And we were able to move. And, you know, one of our dreams was to have a house built from the ground up. Mm-hmm. This doesn't have to be your dream. This was just something that I always wanted. You know, for me as someone who was working every day, I wanted, you know, a house built from the ground up. And because of the doors that God opened up for us, because of the ways that he's favored us, and he favors all his children. You just got to grab a hold of that for yourself. You know, we were able to really be blessed in that townhouse. We saved for a while. We were. What's this? 2019.
We paid off a lot of debt, and we
paid off a lot of debt. We saved.
Can I say this?
Yeah.
We tried to move multiple times.
Yes, we did.
And I think it's important to say that we tried to move in, I believe, late 2019, and early 2020.
Yeah.
We started looking to move. You've been at the job for about almost a year, and it was like, okay, we now are at a good place where we can move on, and get into the area that has, you know, better schools, so that when our children are ready to go to high school, they can, because now they go to a private school, but when they're ready to go to high school, they can go to the public schools, and it'll be a much, you know, better education than our current location. And so we made plans. We started looking at homes, and we put in an offer or two. We looked.
At least two
offers on homes. And again, and here we are, it was March of 2020.
Yep.
And I thank God, because I think that we were getting ready, had we not listened to God, we were getting ready to do the condo situation. Because this is, again, we've only been in a condo, a duplex apartment, and a townhouse. We have never had a single family home before.
Right.
And we were looking to just get out of that situation and get our kids in a yard, you know, and just spread out a little bit more. And I believed that God said, wait.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember saying, again, I went back to the Lord, if this isn't it, like, shut it down. And we were waiting on an offer. And I was at a birthday party with my kids. And this was like literally days before the city and everything shut down, because this birthday party almost didn't happen. But people didn't know that COVID was going to be as big as it was going to be.
Right.
And then I got a phone call from our realtor who said, no, you didn't get it. And I had peace about that.
Yeah.
Because I was already at a place where it was like, God, tell us what to do. And then once she said, you didn't get it, and I heard the Lord say, wait.
Mm-hmm.
And then I called you and told you what I believe the Lord said. And we just waited. And again, we didn't know the world was getting ready to shut down until like the way that it did, until a few weeks later. I mean, till a few days later. And then when it did, that gave us an even greater opportunity to save, because now we can't eat out.
Yeah,
like,
we couldn't go nowhere.
We can't spend money on places and things like we used to. You didn't have to spend money on the train to get. And then we really started saying, hey, let's use this opportunity to look really good at our money again. Because to be honest, once you got the job that you're at currently and it was in a place of more than enough. We were kind of free again to do what we wanted and how we wanted.
We didn't go all the way back.
No, we didn't. But we were a little, we weren't like, okay, it's this day, it's time for us to have our money meeting. We weren't like that anymore.
Yeah.
And so we started to dig deep. We're home together all day, every day now, you know, because the world is shut down. And we really started looking at our money and saving again and paying off more and opening up more opportunities. So we were still planning to purchase a home. When it was all over, we were just going to wait. We didn't know how long we were going to wait.
Yeah.
And we knew what that townhouse that we were in was. We bought it again for really low. And over time, throughout like the whole COVID situation and lockdown, that townhouse really appreciated.
It did. It did.
More than we ever knew it could.
Yeah. We'll get to that in a hot second.
Yeah.
I think with, I just want to ask some stuff like during COVID, and that was a horrible time. This wasn't like this thing where we're trying to benefit from this horrible time. Like this was like, you can't go anywhere. Right. And so we had to really focus on what our goals were. We didn't know what life was going to be like, you know, after COVID, but we did know that I don't have to buy a train ticket this month for $200. And I began to take that train ticket money, any money that I would have spent paying for lunch downtown, anything that anywhere we could save, I began to put that money towards debt. And then we got a vision for what we wanted, right? And it was like I know it's kind of nerdy, but it was on a Word document where it was just like I was writing out what our plan was. We're going to pay this off by this date. Mm-hmm. We're going to pay this thing off by this date. When we get done with that, we're going to pay this thing off. And we just got a plan about buying a house.
We always had that though.
This was different. This one was just
much more detailed.
It was different. It was doable. It was, it was something that was serious, right? It was like, we're sitting down, we're talking about what's next. All right. We paid that off. What's next? We paid that off. All right. What's next? Right. And so for us paying off $50,000 to $60,000, over the course of many years, but we really paid off a ton. We paid off our car, I think all the way up until they stopped taking interest payments. And so, it was just really getting things taken care of and to be in a better position. So our credit could be good. Mm-hmm. So our savings could be good, right? Before we bought a home. And so, we ended up listing our home on the market. We ended up having a home built. We had enough to put down because the builder had to get started. So we were blessed enough to be able to give him money to get started. Mm-hmm. They still need down payment money and things like that. So long story short, we finally listed our home on the market. It's crazy because when we bought in 07, we were doing the wrong thing at like the peak of the market. Mm-hmm. And we didn't benefit. Right. And so, and then at this, but this different time in 2022, when we finally were about to close on our home and sell our townhouse, still not realizing it's still top of the market, but we were on the other side of the coin here where we were selling.
Yeah.
And we ended up selling our property for
triple.
Almost triple what we bought it for.
Yeah.
Almost triple. And by the time, because we
had definitely triple what we owed on it.
Yeah. Triple what we owed on it. And that's how, like, I believe that God's favor, him seeing us diligent in this thing, him seeing us apply the word of God. We hadn't been on vacation for real. Like, we hadn't been on a real vacation in 5 years. Like, I'm thankful that he kept us during those times where we couldn't go anywhere and do awesome things, like go on vacation. We weren't splurging on Jordans and new clothes and new purses. That's just not us. But God kept us through that lack phase, through that not enough phase. Mm-hmm. And so I thank God for him doing that. Is there anything else you want to add for the lack phase? And so our next episode is going to be on legacy. But is there anything else you want to talk about as we're kind of making the turn here, going from lack to legacy? Anything else on this episode that you, any key takeaways you want to share with people?
No, I mean, not that I haven't already said. I just think, just to summarize probably things I've already said, it's just we truly learned to trust God through that journey. And even when it was hard, I will say this just for those who are married couples is that I'm grateful we didn't fight.
Yeah.
We never like argued and had full out fights or anything like that about money. We had disagreements and we had to just come to a place of, you know, and get on the same page, but it was always about how we should best handle a thing. It was never about like, you want to do this and this is not benefiting us. We were always in agreement when it came to this thing needs to be better, or this component of our financial situation needs to be better. The how to do that, we didn't always agree on. And then we would just have to get into agreement or compromise or whatever. But we never were totally opposite and arguing from a place of like, you think it's okay to spend this, but I don't think it's okay to spend this. We were never there. I think maybe the only place we used to have contention in was like maybe the kids' birthday parties.
Jesus.
Stuff like that. I'm an event planner. I said that. And I wanted my baby's birthday parties to be special. I wanted them to feel celebrated and stuff like that. And I believe that because I'm a creative, there were a lot of things that I could do where I started doing, you know, maybe I'm making their desserts and things like that. But it was never quite, you know, cheap enough for you. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know that we'll ever agree on that. But I do believe that it was important for us, for the most part, to have the same vision. We had the same vision. You know what I mean? Like, you had a vision and I understood the vision that you had and where you wanted to go. And we were in agreement with that. There was never anything where it was just like, well, you know, I don't believe we should be paying for, you know, this, and you believe we should. In all things, we were in agreement.
Yeah.
And I think for those who are married, that's really important. But yeah, I think ultimately, even through our stage of lack, I'm grateful that we had the wisdom, again, to trust God, to be led by Him, to apply His word and His wisdom concerning tithing and sowing and giving offerings. We did a lot of sowing. We didn't even really talk about that. We did a lot of sowing into ministries, into people. We did a lot of sowing and we still do, like, specifically in that season, like, we were sowing for a purpose. And we were very intentional about sowing into good ground and trusting God. And we were even in our sowing, we were led by Him into who to sow into, how much to sow, you know?
Yeah.
We would come to each other and I believe we need to sow so-and-so this amount of seed to this person or this ministry. And okay.
Yeah. And we took advantage of opportunities to sow, right? Yeah. If there was an opportunity, we didn't let it pass us by.
We sowed into the word.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It wasn't always about getting back.
Yeah.
We just believe that as a byproduct, we believe that God does return the seeds to the sower.
Yeah. That's law. You
know, in a greater way.
Biblical principles. We were led to sow into people. And I think the only thing we would, like, you would come to me and say, I believe we need to sow this amount to so-and-so. You know, I think the only thing we didn't agree about when it came to that would be the amount. And it would never be less than what the main person said. It'd be like, I believe we need to sow. You said $300. I believe we need to sow 1,000.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't ever like, oh, that's too much. Like, we were cheerful givers. Amen. Like, we had the heart to be a cheerful giver because we trust God that much. And I think ultimately, if you're in a season of lack, it seems like there's nothing you can do. You can trust God. That's one thing you can do. You can be a cheerful giver. You can give of your time. You can give of your service if you don't have any money. And what you do have, like, if it's not enough to, well, that's one thing I did learn, even at 16 years old. If it's not enough to meet your need, and I thank God for Apostle Paul Shields. If it's not enough to meet your need, it's a seed.
Amen.
And that has been our strategy throughout the years.
Amen. And it's remained that way. And so by me describing this phase as lack, you know, don't take it as it was 10 years of hard time. This was just us continuing to partner with God, but believing that better days were ahead for us, and for him to get us to a place where we're not just living paycheck to paycheck, where debt is not a way of life. Like, that's how things were in lack, where we were just, things were hard because we were relying on ourselves in a lot of ways. And, you know, in some of the mistakes and things that we made. But I pray that you've been encouraged by what you heard. The next episode will focus on legacy, and it'll talk more about what we're doing and where we're heading as we go through this journey with the Lord. We want to make sure that we're sharing it with you guys as well. And so I hope you got something out of today's episode. And if you're interested in learning more, shoot me an email to info@lacktolegacy.com. You can also follow us on Instagram for more practical tips and encouragement. And don't forget to go to lacktolegacy.com. Grab your free God's Prescription for Your Money ebook. Again, it's a 31-day devotional. It's full of financial scriptures to help you along your journey. Many of the scriptures that helped us are found in the ebook. And if I didn't mention it, it is free. Just go ahead and throw your email in there. Get your ebook right away, all right? And if there's anything else that we can do for you, if we can be praying for you, let us know. We're happy to do it. Again, shoot me a note to info@lacktolegacy.com. Make sure to subscribe, follow, whatever you got to do, however you consume this podcast. And if you have been helped by this podcast, please share your feedback, share any testimonies, and don't forget to leave us a review. On behalf of the amazing, wonderful Tammy Palmer, I'm Jason Palmer. We love you guys. Thank you so much for listening in. God bless you.